It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More federal aid may come to Colorado to help fight coronavirus. Saturday, President Trump granted the state's request for a major disaster declaration related to the pandemic. Trump has granted similar declarations for at least 18 states. Governor Polis says the declaration puts Colorado on the same playing field as those other states in competing for aid. Scientists in Boulder found a big drop in carbon monoxide pollution during the coronavirus quarantine in mainland China. They saw carbon monoxide levels drop 45%. Helen Worden at the National Center for Atmospheric Research says coronavirus forced big changes in economic activities in China, including industries and transportation.
We can see what happens to our atmosphere when things shut down like this. Maybe it's something that people take away as a possible benefit of reducing that sort of activity.
Worden plans to do a similar analysis of U.S. air quality once stay-at-home periods have ended. Single-family home building permits were up more than 20% in Colorado before the coronavirus shutdown. CPR's Ben Marcus reports home building is in a better place than other industries.
Pat Hamill with Oakwood Homes, one of the state's largest home developers, says things haven't slowed down much yet.
You know, we're a critical, have been listed as an essential industry, so our job sites are busy.
But Hamill says he anticipates a significant decline in future home sales. He thinks his backlog of orders could decline up to 20%. He says a recession is surely coming and some home builders will go out of business, but he anticipates a relatively quick economic recovery when the various social distancing measures are lifted. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The U.S. Census Bureau says Denver's population increased more than any other county in Colorado last year. The Denver Post reports that the number of residents rose to nearly 730,000 in the city and county of Denver. This is CPR News.